Deus e amém, obrigado.
Praise the Lord. Yesterday we had more than we have over 20 of us who went to visit the Noah's Ark. And we through the picture we noticed that everyone was very happy. We also saw we have some pictures of the youth riding the camels.
也许我们下一次安排一个机会，请这个愿意分享的简单的分享一下。
Maybe next time you have an opportunity for them to come and have a short share with us.
教会真的非常鼓励大家去看一下诺亚方舟。
I think that the church encourages all of you to go and take this opportunity to visit the Noah's Ark.
连密西根别州的教会都带那么多的人去看这个诺亚方舟。
Even church members from other states came and visited the Noah's Ark.
其实国雄和我都去过。
Edward and I have been there before.
全世界每一年有几百万的人去看这个方舟。
Over millions of people every year come to visit Noah's Ark.
因为你可以带领福音朋友弟兄姐妹去明白神使用诺亚这个方舟的一个救恩的真理。
But in that way, you can bring non-believers to look at the Noah's Ark and see how amazing God is.
所以真的很值得鼓励大家组团去参观。Therefore,
it is a very worthwhile trip.
今天早上和大家思想的题目是神是如何看人的。And the
topic that I'm sharing with you today is how does God look at people?
在撒母耳记的16章里面呢，我们知道呢，耶和华已经厌弃扫罗做王了。Now
chapter 16 of 1 Samuel told us that God rejected Saul as the king.
那为什么神厌弃扫罗做王呢？Why
did God reject Saul being the king?
原因就是扫罗他没有真正的敬畏神。Because
he failed to have this fear of the Lord.
因此呢，这个神就差派先知撒母耳呢去耶西的家。Therefore,
God sent Samuel to the family of Jesse.
又在耶西的许多的孩子当中拣选一个来做王。And
to select among one of his sons to be the future king of Israel.
请我们先来读撒母耳记的16章第1节。Let's
look at verse 1 of chapter 16.
这里说，耶和华对撒母耳说：“我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他悲伤要到几时呢？你将膏油渗满了脚，我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去，因为我在他众子之内预定一个做王的。”
First Samuel chapter 16 verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king."
请大家再注意看第六节。
I want to look at verse 6.
他们来的时候呢，撒母耳看见以利甲，就心里说：“耶和华的受膏者必定在他面前。”
The Bible says, when they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord.
以利甲是家中的老大。Eliab
is the firstborn in the family.
那在当时的文化当中呢，这个长子是非常有分量。
Now in the culture of those times, the firstborn of the family is very important.
何况这个以利甲他长得非常高大英俊。And
on top of that, he is tall and he is handsome.
所以连先知撒母耳都以为神会拣选他。And
for that reason, even Samuel the prophet mistook him to be the anointed one of God.
但是没有想到，就在这个时候，神对撒母耳说话。But
at that moment, God spoke to Samuel.
就是第7节。In
verse 7.
请大家注意看，我来读给大家听。Look
at verse 7.
耶和华却对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他的身材高大。” 我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。Okay,
verse 7 says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people are doing. He doesn't look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
人都是看外貌，但是神却是看人的内心。
Now we know that God, people look at outward appearance, but God look into the heart.
在今天这个社会里面，你看这个美女啊，都非常的吃香。
Look at our society today. The beautiful ladies, they are the one that is preferred.
啊，因为外表长得很漂亮啊。
Look, they look beautiful.
哦，难怪他们有统计说，这个美女去找工作的这个几率啊，录取的几率比较高一些。
For that reason, there are two ways that those ladies who look beautiful, who are beautiful, will always get the job.
那男人呢？
What about men?
哦，男人只要你有钱有势。
Hey, for the men, if you are rich and if you are powerful.
哦，别人接待你的时候就不一样了。
They will very happily serve you.
啊，一听说，哎呀，王老板要来了。
Well, when you heard the old Mr. Wang has arrived.
我 CEO 啊，这王总来了，赶快坐，请坐，请上座。
When Mr. Wang was the CEO of Corporation Director, please be seated. Oh, we would like to serve you.
哦，茶好茶，动静红茶。
We will serve you the best tea we have.
这说明了社会上都是看人的外貌。
That tells us that the society that we live in look at the outward appearance of man.
我们华人成语说得好。
We have a Chinese saying.
人要衣装。下一句呢？柔要精装。
In English, he says it's like a clothes make the man.
人为什么要衣装？然后佛为什么要给他精装呢？
Why do we have this? We have to look at the outward appearance.
原因就是人看人是看外貌。
Because the reason is because when we look at someone, we look at what he looks outside.
但是感谢神，我们的神看人却是看人的内心。
Praise the Lord, our God looks at someone; He looks deep inside his heart.
这是很大很大的不同啊。
There's a great difference in it.
那后来我们知道，神拣选了耶西最小的儿子大卫。
We knew that God has chosen the youngest son in Jesse's family, name is David.
那个时候，大卫只是一个放羊的青少年。
At the time, David was just a little shepherd boy.
但是大卫却是合神心意的人。
Yet he is the one that's after God's own heart.
那后来事实证明，果然是如此。
And history tells us that in fact it was true.
所以我们要记得一个真理。
So we must remember this truth.
就是神永远是看人内心的动机、内心的态度。
God.Always look into inside of us, into our motives.
在旧约如此，在新约仍然如此。
It is the same in the Old Testament time. It is the same in the New Testament time.
当腓力对拿单也说：“哦，赶快来看主耶稣。”
When Philip told Nathanael, "Oh, come and see Jesus Christ."
还记得拿单也怎么说的
？You remember how Nathanael replied?
拿单也说。拿撒勒，哎呀，那个穷乡僻壤，还能出什么人呢？
And this is what he says. Nazareth, what good can come out of this little Nazareth place?
请大家来读约翰福音一章四十六到四十七节。
Let's look at John 1:46-47.
四十六，大家一起来，请。拿单也对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”耶稣看见拿单业，就指着他说：“看啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈。”
First John, John chapter 1:46-47 says, "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," asked Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him.Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit.
耶稣说他是一个真的以色列人，因为他心里是没有诡诈。
Jesus says that he is a true Israelite because there is no deceit in his heart.
可见主耶稣晓得拿单也是一个内心诚实的人。
That tells us that Jesus knows that deep in his heart, Nathanael is someone who is honest.
今天我们作为神的儿女，必须要诚实。
So in the same way as children of God, we need also to be honest.
你诚实吗？
Are you honest?
即使我们在做错事的事情时候，我们也需要守住诚实。
Even when we have committed something wrong, we have to have honesty.
因为诚实是神所看重的内在品格。
Because honesty is something that God look heavy on.
为什么主耶稣常常责备法利赛人呢？
What was the reason why Jesus Christ always he was always critical about the Pharisees?
因为法利赛人他们假冒伪善。
Because the Pharisees are very deceitful.
因为法利赛人他们不诚实。
They are not true to themselves.
因为他们非常的虚伪。
They are very hypocritical.
啊，这是主耶稣说的。
Is what Jesus saying?
法利赛人他外表看起来非常的敬虔。
Jesus claimed that the Pharisees outwardly they are very
非常的敬虔。
They are very holy in front of God.
其实他们内心的动机呢，就是希望别人多多的啊称赞他们、捧他们。
Is the deep inside the heart the illusions to receive them after seeking after the worship of people？
难怪主耶稣责备他们说虚伪。
The one who does is they are hypocrites。
那今天我们作为主耶稣的真门徒
，So as the true believers of Christ today。
我们就要诚诚实实的做人，实实在在的做事。
We need to be honest as we are before God and before man.
因为神知道我们的动机。
Because God knows our inner motive.
因为神知道我们的想法。
Because He knows what are our thoughts.
一个虚伪的人可能骗得了别人，甚至骗自己，但是却骗不了。全知的神。
Now, a hypocrite may be able to fool people, but he is unable to stand before the Lord.
难怪世人说得好。
The one that the people say.
神啊，你从远处知道我的意念。
Lord, you know what I think, my thoughts in my heart.
我们所有的想法，我们所有的动机，包括我们的潜意识，神完全都看见。
God sees everything. He is omniscient. He knows what we are thinking inside our heart.
所以求神帮助我们做一个诚实的人。
So may the Lord help us to be an honest person.
那么接下来我们要想一想，一个人的内心的想法，它是怎么形成的呢？
So let us ponder how can we develop this honesty in us?
啊，我们有 PowerPoint 可以看一下。
Let's look at the diagram on the screen.
这个非常重要。
Very important.
因为我们知道一个人的观念会影响他的一生。
Because we know that the perspective of things will affect the entire life.
啊，一个人的这个内心的这个想法，不仅啊有他自己的个性，还有他原生的家庭的这个影响，还有他的朋友、社会各种因素造成他的内心的一个观念。
A person's perspective can easily be influenced by the inner state of mind, how they think, their personality, and also by the family upbringing, the people around them, and the influences by the around the environment around them.
很多人都同意啊，人
agree that.
人的这个观点啊，非常非常重要。
That man's concept is very important. We all agree to that.
在圣经里面，箴言的23:7也提醒我们说
，Proverbs say something about this.
啊，我们啊、一起来读一下好吗
？Let's read Proverbs 3:7 together.
啊，一起来，请。因为他心怎样思量，他为人就是怎样。他虽对你说请吃请喝，他的心却与你相背。
Let's read it together in English. For he is a kind of person who is always thinking about the past.
He can drink the same thing as you, but his heart is not only with you.
请注意第七节的上半节。
Take a look at the first part of verse 7.
因为一个人他心里是怎么样的想法，他的观点，他的信念，他的这个想法，怎么样想法，他那个人就是怎么样的。
Whatever his thought patterns are, it will reflect in his character.
啊，这个大家都同意。
This I'm sure you agree.
下半节举了一个相反的例子。
On the second, the later part of verse 7 has said, it's different.
啊，他虽然对你说，哎呀，这个副教授啊，请吃啊，请喝，但是怎么样，他心里面却怎么样，跟他讲的是口是心非。
Now his mouth he said, oh, please eat and enjoy and drink me, and yet his heart he thinks otherwise.
你们有没有碰过这样的人呢、啊、
？Have you met people like that before?
哦，你要很小心。
Yeah, be very careful.
是不是？因为他想的跟他心里想的完全是不同的喽。
Because he says something, but he reacts differently.
简单说，他就是一个口是心非、不诚实的人。
Because that reflects a person who is dishonest.
那我们自己作为神的儿女，我们当然不能做一个口是心非的人。
Therefore, we being Christian, children of God, we must not be a dishonest person.
你看看这个社会上有多少的骗局。
Look at the society, there are a lot of con men around.
啊，大家接过多少骗人的电话
？I'm sure we have received a lot of phone calls that call us, try to get us into.
啊，今天这个什么大使馆的人打电话来，明天那个是不是这个人打电话来？
没错。You might receive a call from the embassy one day, and receive another call from somebody from a different department another day.
都是什么骗人的
？Those are all fraudulent calls.
所以求主怜悯我们，我们活在一个非常邪恶欺骗的一个时代。
Therefore, may the Lord have compassion on us and help us, because we live in a very scandalous society.
所以我们要理解，如果一个人的观念发生偏差，他就容易走错路。
Therefore, when a person's concept of his life has gone the wrong way,
那么如果他的观念按照圣经啊，圣经的原则，他就容易走对路。
Now, if he builds his concepts according to the teachings of the Bible, he will thread the right path.
所以我们需要研究一下人本主义和神本主义有什么不同。
Let us study the difference between humanism and theism.
啊，这个有个图表呢，可能啊可以帮助大家更清楚一点。
We have a diagram that will be very helpful to you.
人本主义就是以人为中心的一个思想体系。
Right. Humanism is actually a concept whereby.Is people-centered and man is always in charge.
就是所有的事物是以人为中心的。
So everything, God is right in the center of everything.
比方说，我们常常听到这样的话。
But we always heard about this.
哦，这个小张啊，立志要在30岁以前啊，成为百万富翁。
We have heard that. Mr. Zhang, he wants to be a millionaire when he reaches 30 years old.
啊，小张的目标在40岁以前要成为跨国企业的 CEO。
And by 40, his ambition, he wants to be the CEO of an international corporation.
啊，是不是？你看这个电影啊、连续剧啊、这个新闻啊，都有很多这样的报道啊。
I'm sure you, when you read the news and you watch those TV drama, that's the story.
看起来好像小张呢，壮志凌云。
Looks like he is a Mr. Zhang has a very high aspiration.
但是其实呢，整个的思想观念都围绕在小张个人的中心啊为主。
But actually, if you look clearly, it is he places himself in the center of all those things.
这样的观念带动一个，我只要马上看得到、摸得到的，而且是要马上成功的。
So in another way, he is one who has himself been most of utmost importance. He must be there immediately.
所以如果你要跟小张讲永生，他根本听不进去。
So when you try to tell him about eternal life, he cannot accept it.
因为对小张来说，永生是很遥远的事情啊。
Because to Mr. Zhang, eternal life is something that is really far away.
小张所想的，他脑袋的观念就是我现在有怎么样的快速致富。
All he's thinking about in his heart and his head is just, I want to get rich quick.
是不是社会上有很多的人是像小张抱着那样的观念呢？
Isn't it true that a lot of people in the world thinks similarly as Mr. Zhang?
这就说明了他们的价值观和世界观都是以个人的物质丰富为目标。
It points out to us that their worldview and their value system is all self-centered.
难怪他们一生所追求的就是金钱、物质、权力和地位。
No wonder in their childhood they are always after power, money, wealth, and power.
如果他们内心没有一个很好的道德标准
，if they do not have a very good and correct moral standard in their life，
那么在他们追求名利的过程中。能不能够守住诚实，就是一个很大的问
号。So in the path of going after all those wealth and power, there would be great consequences.
很容易在这个名利女色的诱惑下面不择手段，为着要达到目的。
They will, because they want to achieve all those power and status and wealth.They may even utilize unscrupulous means to achieve.
这是人本主义危险的地方。
That is the danger in humanism.
但是神本主义却不一样。
Now theism is very different.
就是我们的生命，我们的生活是以神为中心的。
Because our lives revolve in such a way that God is always in the center of us.
那我们看到的不仅仅是现在，而且更看到将来的永恒。
So not only do we look at the present, the current, but we will also look into eternity.
因着这样的信仰，因着这样的思想，我们的人生观、我们的世界观、我们的宇宙观就完全不一样。
And because of that kind of view, our worldview, our perspective will be entirely different.
而且我们深信。神给我们的应许一定实现。
And at the same time, we do believe in the promise that God gave us will materialize.
所以这就是和人本主义完全不同。
Therefore, theism is completely different from humanism.
而且呢，我们是靠着圣经啊的真理啊，靠着神的话来塑造我们内在的品格。
And because we allow the Word of God as the foundation to mold our life.
难怪神的话对于我们基督徒这么重要。
For that reason, the Word of God is of utmost importance to every Christian.
因为神的话能够改变我们的生命。
Because it will change our life.
改变我们的思想观念。
It will change our worldview and our thinking pattern.
使我们的生命越来越像。主耶稣
，and we may be more and more Christ-like.
何况神将他的生命之道赐给我。
And on top of that, God gave us His truth.
所以我们所领受的生命之道是从今生一直到永永的。
And when we have this eternal life, it is not only today, but it's forever.
同一人请说，
Amen.
哈利路亚，感谢主。好，接下来请大家来读啊，《哥林多后书》的4:18，《哥林多后书》啊，
Second Corinthians chapter 4，
4:18，好，找到了哈，我们一起来读一下好吗？一起来，请来。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是。
In English, let us read it together. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. See what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
这里是圣灵透过保罗对当时的哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说的。
The Holy Spirit of God through Paul spoke to the members of the Corinthian church.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，是指眼前肉眼所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的。注意，肉眼所见的是暂时的，所不见的是什么？永远。
So he's teaching us that we must not fix our eyes on those that is temporary, because those are just short-lived. But we must set our eyes on those that is eternal and seen.
所以神的儿女看重的是永恒的价值。
Therefore, as children of God, we must look at the eternal value.
因为我们都明白，不是人在掌管世界。
But we all know that it is not man who is in control.
而是我们的主在掌管明天。
Is Lord Jesus Christ who is the who is in control of our future？
而是这一位独一的真神在掌管人类的历史。
It is God is the one and only God in the world who is in control of the entire universe。
这就是神本主义和人本主义啊非常不同的地方。
That is the real difference between humanism。And deism.
我们知道自古以来很多人都在问一个问题。
Well, in the ages past, people ask this, this question.
到底什么才是人生the 终极意义？
What is the ultimate purpose of life?
世界的观点是他们认为根本没有神。
Well, the world looks at it this way, there's no God at all.
他们相信物质就是你看得见摸得着的东西才是最可靠的。
They believe only in materialism, something you can touch and feel.
大家都知道这是唯物论的观点。
This is what we call materialism.
而人本主义却认为整个文化的系统才是真实。
And in the concept of humanism, they believe that it is the entire human culture system that is what is most important.
他们认为每个人都是神圣的。
They believe that every human being is they are holy.
他们认为人人都有神性。
They believe that every human being is divine.
而且他们认为道德标准是人类自己定出来的。
And they decide that the
人类自己定出来。
Men will decide on whatever that we think is right.
那我们怎么知道什么是对的，什么是错的呢？
How are we to assess which is right and which is wrong?
他们的解释是在社会大家共同的认识里面找到规则。
Their way of thinking is that when there's a majority consensus, that must be right.
只要大部分人认为是对的，那就是对了。
So if a lot of people among us think that is right, then it must be right.
听起来好像有点道理哦。
Sounds a bit like it. Sounds right a little bit.
但是不要忘记，人的思想和观点会改变。
But let us not forget that human our way of concept it changes all the time.
我举个例子说明一下吧。
Give you an example.
今天接受吸大麻人可以吸大麻的人的这个观念呢是越来越多。
Now, in today's society, more and more people is accepting the use of marijuana.
所以在很多的州，这个大麻已经被合法化。
And for that reason, a lot of states have legalized the use of marijuana.
还有很多人就鼓励更多人说：“哎，你们去吸大麻，吸的大麻也很爽啊，很嗨呀。”
In fact, a lot of people that encourage others to come and partake of marijuana because it will make you high.
请问这和30年前、40年前人的观念？吸大麻的观念是不是有不同呢？
I have a question. Do you think that people who 30 years ago would they have agreed to what they think today?
所以就产生了另外一种学说。
So that generates another kind of thinking.
没有绝对的对，也没有绝对的错。
There is no absolute right, no absolute wrong.
啊，地球上所有的这个事情都可以因为时间、环境、文化而。改变。
Things can change according to the time, according to the culture, and according to the context.
如果我们基督徒也接受这样的观念，是非常非常危险。
But if we have been Christians, we also buy into that idea, that would become very dangerous.
因为圣经中的真理是永远不会改变。
Because the truth that's taught in the Bible will never change.
因为耶 稣基督的真理是超越任何的环境，任何的这个文化，任何的时间，永不改变。
Because the truth that Jesus Christ professed, it will not change no matter what happened in the world.
想一想看，如果神没有给我们十诫作为标准的话
，Just imagine if God did not give us the Ten Commandments.
你认为的对，不一定是别人认为的对。
What you think right may not be right to somebody else.
你定的标准，别人不一定接受。
The standard that you have set, others may not agree to.
整个就乱套了。
And then it comes all very confusing.
但是感谢神，神独一的神，爱我的神，给我们的十诫做了一个标准。
But praise the Lord, God, who is omnipotent God, is the one and only God, gave us the Ten Commandments as a guideline.
所以我们就不容易被世界的潮流文化观点所摇动。
And because of that, we will not be easily swayed by the thinking of this world.
事实上，我们的敌人撒旦魔鬼也常常用世俗的文化潮流来迷惑。
In fact, our enemy, the great devil, uses all kinds of things to try to mislead us.
我们就问几个很简单的问题。
Okay, ask a few easy questions.
请问吸大麻有好处吗
？Let me ask you, is taking consuming marijuana does it have any good benefits?
没有。
None.
请问吸大麻有这个需要、有这个必要吗
？Do we really need to have marijuana?
没有。
那
为什么要让大麻合法化？为什么要鼓励更多的人去吸大麻呢
？If that's the case, why should we legalize marijuana and encourage others to take it?
再问一个最简单的问题。
One more question.
那些吸大麻人的结果会是怎么样呢
？What will be the end result of those who consume marijuana?
你上网随便去搜一下那个手背一个结果。
You just go online and check what are the consequences of the results.
有多少父母何等伤心，因为他的儿女吸大麻，不是开车撞死了，或者等等之类很多的悲剧。
A lot of parents will feel very sorrowful because their children, due to the reason they consume marijuana, they die.
所以答案很清楚。
So you only.
我们必须要坚持我们对圣经真理的一个态度。
We must stand firm on the word of God as being the foundation.
不要被世界的潮流所影响。
Let us not be affected by the rest of the world.
有人说了没有
？Someone say, have this to say.
撒旦啊，他会把你坏的想法、坏的习惯都拿去。
Well, Satan will remove all your bad habits and bad thinking.
然后呢
？And then,
他把更可怕的想法、更坏的想法、更坏的习惯给你。
He will replace with even more good, worse kind of thinkings and bad habits into your life.
于是，当人上了撒旦的当，还自己还不知道。
So much so that when even after we fell into the traps of the devil, we don't realize it.
假如一个人不察觉他自己的观点是不是合乎圣经的
？If someone who is unable to know that whether he is doing right or wrong，
如果一个人不晓得自己的内心的动机是好是坏
，If one cannot tell whether his motive inside his heart is right or wrong，
他完全不懂得反思检讨自己，那是非常危险。
And he does not know how to reflect upon himself. That is very dangerous.
因为很容易落在自以为意的光景。
Because easily he will fall into the state of self-centeredness, selfishness.
所以我们真的要常常祷告求神来光照我们里面的光景。
Therefore, we must constantly pray and ask God to enlighten our life.
因为只有当圣灵光照我们里面的光景的时候，我们就完全的知道我们的问题。
And it is only when God enlightens our life that we may know and be able to tell the right from the wrong.
那扫罗和大卫就是一个明显的例子。
And Saul and David are good examples of that.
当初神拣选了扫罗做以色列的第一个王。
Initially, when God chose Saul as the first king of Israel,
是盼望扫罗能够真正的敬畏神。
It was hoping that Saul will have fear of the Lord.
地上的王要听从 从敬畏天上的王。
Because the king, the earthly king must listen and be fear and have fear of God.
但是非常可惜呢，扫罗的内心并没有真正的敬畏神。
Unfortunately, Saul have no fear of God.
而且神给他多次啊悔改的机会。
Even after the numerous times that God gave him another chance,
他都没有真正的悔改。
He failed to repent of himself.
所以神就厌弃扫罗做王。
For that reason, God rejected Saul to be the king of Israel.
因为神是看人的内心。
Because God looks deep into the heart of man.
啊，那有人会问说，那我们如何改进我们内心的态度呢？
Then someone will ask, how then are we able to change our life, our thinking?
啊，有四个重点，我们看一下 core point。
I want you to look at four different aspects。
第一个就是我们要有渴慕神的心。
First, we must desire God。
第二个，我们要有顺服神的心。
Second, we must obey God。
第三个，我们要侍奉神的心。
And number three, we must serve God。
第四个，我们要有传扬神的心。
We must exalt God。Four。
有一种现象常常在各种教会发生。
Something that's happening in numerous churches.
就是平常啊，我们很少想到要去亲近神。
At times we rarely think that we should get closer to God.
啊，一直等到我们发生大麻烦的时候呢，哦，压力太大的时候呢，这个时候我们就赶快去寻求神。
It's only after we have faced numerous problems and difficulties in life, then we begin to approach God.
神就变成了一个急救箱。
所以 if that's the case, God becomes our first aid kit to us.
如果孩子长大也是用同样的态度来对待父母的话，
In the same way, if our children grew up and treat their parents in the same way,
父母一定会很伤心的。
I'm sure the parents will feel really hurtful.
特别你的孩子长大了去读大学。
Especially when your children grow and left for college.
平常就很少关心父母。
Well, they rarely come and be concerned about you.
哎呀，好不容易有一天接到你孩子的电话吧。
One day when you finally receive his phone call.
孩子一开口。
When he speak.
爸，我要钱。
Dad, I need money.
我想换部新车。
I need to change it. I get a new car.
你想想看，做父母的感受会如何呢？
Just imagine what would the parents' feelings be like?
我们做神的儿女不应该是这样子。
As children of God, we must not act such.
啊，平常跟神没有什么来往。
Well, during most of the time, we have nothing to do with God.
啊，等到我没工作了，
或者 I'm jobless.
啊，这个一照肺发看见一个大黑影啊。
Or when I went for an x-ray and found there's a dark piece, dark shape in my body.
就是我碰到大难题的时候，这个时候我临时才去抱神脚。
And then only after we are encountering huge problems in life, then only we come and come after God and plead with God.
当然，神还是怜悯。
Of course, God still has mercy on us.
但是最好的情况是你平时你就亲近神。
But the best situation is, even during your normal days, you should approach God and be near to Him.
最好的状况不是因为我有所求我才来亲近他。
The best situation is not because I have needs that I need to come before Him and ask of Him.
是因为我无所求却渴慕神自己的美善，所以来亲近他。
Even when I do not have any need from God, and yet I desire to be with Him.
啊，如果有 PowerPoint 的话，我们看一下啊。
Let's look at the diagram.
啊，正因为我无所求啊，但是却渴慕神自己的美善，所以要来亲近。
Because I have nothing to ask for, but longing for God's own goodness, and so I am close to God.
请我们大家来读一下好吗？
Let's read it again.
啊，起来。正因为我无所求。却渴慕神自己的美善，所以要来亲近神。
Let's read it together in English. Because I have nothing to ask for, but longing for God's own goodness, so be close to God.
难怪大卫说他要在耶和华的殿中瞻仰神的荣美。注意啊， 瞻仰神的荣美，直到。
No wonder that's why David claimed that he exalted. He said, "I would love to be belong to be in the courts of the Lord."
小孩子在小的时候，他像爸爸妈妈，哎呀，要玩具啊，要脚踏车，要这要那，要东西。
When children are young, they will think to their parents, "Oh, I want this, I want that."
当孩子长大成熟。
When they grow up and become more mature.
如果他是一个孝顺父母、体贴父母的人。
And if it's a child who is filial to his parents,
他什么都不要。
He doesn't need anything.
他反而来关怀父母，来体贴父母，常常怎么样，来跟父母有一个好的关系。
Instead, he will always come to his parents to care for them, to be concerned about them, and to love them.
所以这个关键是你的内心渴慕神自己。
Now the main key is your heart after God.
我再说一遍。
I'll repeat that again.
你的内心平常，你渴不渴慕神
？In your time, does your heart desire to be with God?
神都看见我。
God sees it.
第二个重点。
Number two.
我们要有顺服神的心。
We must obey God.
以色列人为什么常常失败
？Why did the Israelites fail all the time?
因为以色列人常常发怨言嘛。
Because they always complain.
啊，这个也不满，那个也不顺，他一天到晚发怨言。
Well, they keep on complaining about this and that.
啊，他们既不敬畏神，当然就不顺服神。
Well, when they don't obey God and be obedient, of course they will turn against God.
神不喜悦。
And God is not like it.
神这么爱我们，我们作为神的儿女啊，主耶稣说要凡事谢恩嘛。
God loves each of us so much.Therefore, we must also love Him thanks. So, because the Lord Jesus always tells, we must give thanks always.
如果你碰到一个常常抱怨的人，人都不愿意跟他做朋友，何况神呢？
Now, if you are one who complain all the time, I bet even your friends doesn't want to be near you, let alone God.
所以我们得到一个结论。
So from that we can conclude.
凡事感谢神。
Everything we give thanks to God.
而且顺服神。
And we obey God.
100%的顺服。
100% we obey God.
因为只有顺服才能带来真正的蒙福。
Because true blessings come from complete obedience.
第三个重点。
Number three.
我们要侍奉神的心。
We must serve God.
感谢神啊！我们教会很多弟兄姐妹呢，都有一颗啊愿意侍奉神的心。
I praise the Lord for all of you because you have a heart that look forward to serving the Lord.
啊，所以我是以你们为荣的。
I'm proud of you.
当我们愿意同心合一的一起来服侍神的时候
，When we come together and unite together to serve God，
啊，我们的教会一定会兴旺。
Well, I'm sure our church will experience revival。
而且我们需要建立一个很好的团队，我强调是团队的事。
And I emphasize we need to strengthen our teamwork。
就是大家高高兴兴的一起来服侍。
And together we serve God with。We've served the Lord with joy and happiness.
啊，这一次的 VBS 啊，真是我们教会其实做得很好。
About now the vacation Bible school this time, it was a great success.
啊，我们的这个 leader， 我们的老师，我们的一些 helper， 啊，我们整个的这个团队的这个啊，互相的搭配是非常好。
For the combination work of the leader and the teachers and all those helpers really make it great.
我们要记得一个真理。
We must need to understand one truth.
我们是一起都是为着主而做。
We together we do all those things we did it for God.
所以我们要常常互相鼓励。
So we have to encourage one another.
多说造就别人好话。
And we need to learn to speak words that will build up one another.
等一下中午吃饭的时候要听一听哦。
During our lunch break, let's.Try to listen for those words.
你吃饭的时候在说造就别人好话，还是在批评论断？注意哈，神都在听。
So just observe are the people who are talking about things that build up one another, or are they competing against one another? Remember, God hears them.
这就是我常常说要操练。
It's something that I always encourage you to practice.
不是单单听到，而且要怎么样？
Not just listen to the word of the teaching of God, but to live in our lives.
第四个重点。
Number four.
我们要有传扬神的心。
We must exalt God.
有人问你什么是福音呢？
有 If someone asks, what is the gospel?
标准答案就是好消息。
The correct answer is the good news.
然后呢
Then,
你可不可以用三分钟到五分钟把福音的重点讲清楚
Can you use 3 to 5 minutes to share the truth about the gospel to the person?
没错，福音就是神要救你的好消息。
It is true that the good news, the gospel, is about God redeeming us.
那神为什么要救你呢？
So why does God want to save us?
因为神爱你。
Because God loves us.
因为人有罪。
Because we have sinned.
所以神要救你。
For that reason, God wants to save
you. 那神如何救你呢？
So how does God save us?
就差遣耶稣基督来到我们当中。
He sent Christ into our midst.
这是一个非常符合逻辑思维的方式。
It is a very logical thought pattern.
然后你带出十字架的恩典来。
And then next you follow up with the grace of the cross to them.
牧师鼓励你，你自己要操练有一个很好的预备。
I strongly encourage you to be prepared.
把你过去所学的所听到的很好的信息，自己好好的整理。
Make use of all those that you have heard in the past.You organize them so you can use them as you share the gospel.
你自己好好整理你自己的思想，对你很有帮助。
You organize your thought patterns, and that will be very helpful.
因为你经过你自己的整理，你就能够表达的清楚。
Well, if you have good organization in the sharing of the gospel, you will be very clear.
你表达你讲福音的时候就有条有理有诚实。
And it will be clear.Concise.
帮助听的人能够明白。
And it will be very helpful to the listener so that they will understand.
这是讨神喜悦的事情。
This is something that will please God.
也是我们应当做的。
It's something that we must do.
因为这是主给每一个主的门徒的大使命。
Why? Because it is the great commission. This is the great commission that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to every Christian.
时间很快啊，今年已经半年过去了。
Time passes swiftly. We are now halfway mark in the year.
那在剩下的半年，你愿不愿意每个月向一个人传福音呢？
And for the rest of the 6 months of the year, are you willing to at least share the gospel with one person a month?
如果你一个月向一个人，六个月你就向六个人传讲耶稣基督的好消息。
Share Christ to one person a month. By the end of the year, you will have shared to 6 persons.
再不然，你可以介绍一下我们教会的网站。
Or you can actually show them our church website.
你要常常想，哎，我们教会网站做得还不错。
Everyone just think, oh, our website is pretty well done.
各式各样的活动，介绍网站给别人也是这个杂种的工作。
So when you share our church website to your friends and neighbors, it is also a way of sharing the gospel.
最重要的是你要有心。
Most important, you have the heart to do that.
你要随时随地有心去传扬耶稣基督的好消息。
Every time you are ready to share the gospel of God to the people.
好，我来介绍一个图表给大家。
Another diagram.
如果你有手机的话，可以把它拍下来。
If you have a smartphone, you can take a picture of it.
为什么鼓励你拍下来？因为你要传福音的时候，你就可以把手机拿出来，怎么样跟人家分享
？Because if you have it on your smartphone, you can take it out and share with anybody.
人是什么
？What is man?
人是按照神的形象造的。
Man is created under in God's image.
需要什么
？What is man's need?
人需要神的救恩吗
？Man needs the redemption of God.
为什么需要
？What do we need?
因为人犯了什么罪
？Because man has sinned.
关于信仰呢
？What about faith?
就是罪人对耶稣基督十字架的回应。
It is the response.Of mankind towards the cross of Jesus Christ.
我再强调一下回应。
I want to emphasize on the response.
你知道我们华人有时候很含蓄，是没有回应的。
Yeah, you know that as Christians sometimes we are very shy and we normally don't respond to something.
但是你知道没有回应也是一种回应。
But do you know? Are you aware that no response is itself a kind of response?
好像我们华人文化，你请这个张老师吃饭。
Give me an example. If you invite Professor Chang to your house for dinner,
你发个微信给他，你跟他讲什么时间、什么地点等等之类，请他吃饭。
After you send him a text or WeChat, what time and location when we have dinner together?
有的时候张老师没有。
Sometimes he never replied.
你知道没有回应代表什么意思？
You know why there's no response?
他就是不来了嘛。
Because he doesn't want to come.
所以大家要理解这个回应的一个重要。
So you must understand the concept, the importance of the response.
啊，如果你有了这个，在你的手机里啊，一下子想不到说我怎么讲回应呢？
Now, once you have this diagram in your cell phone, and then when you think about sharing the gospel,
想到你的资料就在手机打出来，拿出来你就可以一点一点跟他讲。
Then you have everything at your fingertips.
人是什么？
What is man?
人是按照神的形象。
Man is created in God's image.
你可以从这一点用一分钟讲到三分钟、十分钟。
So you can spend 1 to 5 minutes sharing this point alone.
看看对方有多少时间。
See how much they, what time, how much time they have.
人需要什么？
What is man's need?
人需要神的救恩。
Man needs redemption, the God's redemption.
为什么需要神的救恩？
Why do you need God's redemption?
你也可以简单扼要的讲，或者你可以讲得很详细。
But you can put it short or you can expand it a little.
关于信仰。
About your belief.
为什么我们的信仰和别的宗教不同？
Why is our belief very different from the rest of the religions in the world?
你也可以用一个对比的方式衬托出来。
You can use a contrast and compare way to do it.
最重要的就是牧师鼓励你自己要有一个很好的预备，很好的整理。
Most important, I encourage you to prepare yourself in such a way.
随时随地啊，就能够讲。
Anytime, you are up to the task.
啊，这个就是预备好。
That is what it means by you praying.
这个很重要。
It's very important.
知道我们都知道。
Oh, we knew about that.
啊，你做了五年的基督徒，一年你听52场道，你想想看，五年你听了多少道？
You have been Christian for 5 years. Each week you listen to a message. After 5 years, I'm sure you knew a lot.
最可惜的是，右耳听了，左耳通通。
Unfortunately, you listen goes into one ear and comes out the other ear.
然后牧师说：“哎，请你啊，有新来的一个朋友，哎，他对这个圣经福音很有兴趣，你可不可以花个5分钟、10分钟跟他讲一讲啊？”
And then when there's a newcomer, and then pastor asks him, "Well, there's a new friend. Why don't you just go and share Christ with him?"
那牧师通常得到的答案呢
？What is the answer that the pastor received?
哎呀，牧师啊，我没有准备好，我不行啊，你找别人吧，你找。
The natural answer is, "Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor. I'm just not prepared for it. I'm not ready for it."
多可惜！
It is so unfortunate.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
啊，今天的节目是神是如何看人。
The title today is "How does God look at people?"
好，我们看下一个 PowerPoint.
Let's look at another diagram.
神是看人内心的态度。
God looks at people's inner attitudes.
内心是诚实还是虚伪？
Is the heart honest or hypocritical?
内心是敬畏神还是惧怕？
Is the heart is it God fearing heart or is it fearing afraid of people?
那我们如何改进我们内心的态度呢？
So how do we improve ourselves on it?
四个重点。
There are 4 important points.
我们一起读一下吗？
Let's read it together.
来，请。我要有渴慕神的心。
We must desire for God.
我要有顺服神的心。
We must obey God.
我要有侍奉神的心。
We must serve God.
我要有传扬神的心。
We must exalt God.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
我们来到你的教会是以心灵和诚实来敬拜。
We come before you to worship you.
我们谢谢你这么爱我们每一个人。
We thank God that you love each one of us.
让我们在灵里面富足。
That we may be rich in our spirit.
也求主帮助我们。
And may God help us.
让软弱的成为刚强。
Those who are weak will become strong.
让我们真实成为基督的精兵。
That we become soldiers of Christ.
不要受到这个世界潮流的影响。
That we may not be affected by the rest of the society.
我们坚持遵守你的话语。
We continue to hold firm to your faith.
因为你的话安定在天，永不动摇。
Because your word is the foundation and never moves.
因为主耶稣，你就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着你，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus Christ, you are the faith, you are the word, you are the truth.
我们何等蒙福成为你的门徒。
Oh, how blessed we are that we became your followers.
我们要紧紧跟随你。
We want to follow you.
我们靠着你一定能够得胜。
And we want to depend on you to be victorious. victorious.
得胜撒旦的诱惑。
We will be victorious over Satan.
得胜世界的影响。
We will be victorious over the influences of the world.
因为主耶稣，你是从死里复活的神。
Because you are the God who came back from life from death.
你是得胜再得胜的神。
You are the victorious God.
你粉碎撒旦的势力。
You have destroyed Satan.
你赐给我们一个新的生命。
You gave us a new life.
你应许我们永生。
You promise us eternal life.
从今生一直到永永远远。
From today until forever.
我们感谢你的同在。
We give thanks to them.
以马内利的神是与我们同在的神。
The God of Emmanuel is the God that is with us.
我们深信你必定复兴我们的教会。
I believe that you will let us see revival.
我们完全顺服你的话语，顺服你的圣灵。
We want to obey you.
谢谢主。
Praise the Lord and thank you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督。
Amen. Amen.